In the fall of 1918, the CPI put on a traveling war exposition. It was an attempt to bring the war home, emphasizing the sacrifices that soldiers were making for their countrymen. In Chicago, 2 million visitors lined up to see artifacts ranging from Zeppelin wreckage to an Iron Cross nail brush. The highlight was a staged reenactment of trench warfare, complete with a working tank. The truly dedicated could visit the Army mess kitchen, where, it was promised, meals are served in the same manner and using the same grub as is the fare of the doughboys in France. Do your part to win the war was the theme of the exposition, and George Creel was doing his best to make it the theme of American life.
Creel was a genuine idealist. He wanted the war to be a war of ideas, of ideology. He did not like the idea of we must kill the Hun. He did not like the idea of if you are disloyal, you should be killed. He thought we should all get along as Americans and do what we can to win the war because that was the right thing to do.
But whether Creel liked it or not, there was a darker side to the running of the war. For anyone who didn't get in line, there could be serious consequences.
There was a sense that you were being watched. But it wasn't always clear who was watching you. You never knew if some magazine that you had subscribed to was suddenly going to get you in trouble. You never knew if you sang a German song that your father or grandfather had sung before that suddenly you were going to end up prosecuted.
You see a rash of vigilantism aimed at making sure that anybody who might have any objection to the war does not express it. And it's not now just a matter of being quiet, just don't say that I'm against the war, but actively demonstrate support.
A host of organizations made sure that every American was doing his or her patriotic duty. The American Protective League boasted 250,000 members across the country. The Justice Department gave the APL semi-official status by supplying it with armbands and badges.